We are dealing with how to combat hate speech online media, telling people what to post responsibly, and to avoid things and to counter things that may lead to hate speech. Meanwhile, in the offline hate speech, we deal with the translation of the social media code of conduct. We translate the social media code of conduct to a language that can be accessed offline by the people in their local languages. So like here in the camp, we have translated into the local Arabic, which has been distributed to the people. And as such, they are able to access it. All this were done in our bid, in our campaign to combat hate speech last year.
Yes, and can you just explain to us as to why you've taken this campaign to the refugee camps in Uganda?
We understand that all these people came from South Sudan for the reason that hate speech was prevalent there, and which led to the conflict which is now going on in South Sudan. And so we are looking at a generation ahead of us. We think these people should be well educated. They should know exactly what to do with hate speech, so that later on they will not be able to enter into the same mess which has come down from history. And we don't want to repeat things which happened in the past. For example, in one of the peace messages that has been passed, a lady said she was born in the refugee camp, she grew up in the refugee camp, and when things seemed normal, she went back to South Sudan, and now she has come back to the refugee camp, and as it looks, she's going to give back or have children in the refugee camp. So it just continues like that. The question is, what about those who will come in the future? What will their lives be like? They should not continue in the same mess which has been taking place. And so we are targeting them more especially because they are the very people who can make the change from within.
Yes, and what forums are you using for mitigating this hate speech? How are you doing it there in the camps? What forms are you using?
We are dealing with digital literacy, where we teach people about technology and how to combat online hate speech. And then we have the networking, which is a platform for peace. Those who are peace activists, a platform for those who love peace, those who come together with the same and the common goal of loving peace, and they normally are brought together to get it done. And then we have what we call the peace messaging, and which after peace messaging, we have the short salam. In short salam, we deal with messages that can bring peace from people. They can pass the message, and it is normally found in the website called Defy Hate Now. And if anybody wants to access that, you can go and you get the messages that are there from the various people, which will help in combating hate speech. And as such, I can repeat the website. It is defynow.net. And then the next thing we are dealing with is the open education resources, where we have the translation of materials and creation of materials which will help in combating hate speech. And as such, I have talked about this in my previous in what I said previously, the translation of materials so that people can access the languages. Outreach training. We go to the refugee camps and we bring the people together and we train them what exactly hate speech is, the results of the effects of or the results of hate speech, and how exactly we can combat the hate speech.
I understand there is also music, that a song that has been involved in trying to address these issues that you're bringing forward.
Yes. The youth have actually come up with a song, and the peace song, and the Peace for All song is meant to engage people in combating hate speech, using music itself. And there are so many other things like the arts and so on that we use in combating hate speech. But in particular, this song, it is a message which is to the youth and to all people, groups of people who can really get it very well from there. And that message will help them so much in avoiding things that will culminate to violence due to hate speech.
Finally, how many refugee camps do you intend to visit in Uganda?
Right now, we are done with Rhino Camp. We expect to go to Bidibidi, and then we expect to go to Adjumani, so that we can pass the same message to the youth there. I think, not only youth, but to the population, the refugee population in all these various camps. And I believe this will take place within this year.
Finally, what is the message that you like to tell people out there about hate speech?
I would like to say hate speech is something very dangerous, very detrimental to our peace, and it will destroy the nation if we don't take care of it so well. And combating hate speech offline and online is our individual responsibility in preventing us from repeating the wrong portions of history, just like what happened in the 2007 post-election in Kenya and the Rwanda in 1994. And I would like to say to the nation and to everyone else out there, let us be ready. Let's have a peace village.